I would define a yieldco. It's a publicly traded entity primarily owning contracted clean power assets. There's one, Abengoa, which I think is calling itself Atlantica now, that also owns water and conventional power. And there's another that owns some gas transmission. They're corporations for U.S. tax purposes. They don't qualify to be an MLP, so they're taxed as corporations. They're typically either an Up-C, which I'll get into in a second, or a single-tier just corporation, although there's a couple of partnerships that have elected to be treated as corporations. They market themselves in their IPO with an expectation of a very high dividend rate. I think Terry will get into this a little bit more, but basically they all promise investors a minimum distribution at outset and then say that they expect to be able to grow their distributions 12 to 15% year over year. They're all structured or otherwise benefit from a very low entity level taxation for a while. It's usually 10 plus years they expect to not actually generate any federal income that it would require tax. And they all have long-term cash flow visibility. Their initial assets are supported by power purchase agreements, usually with 15 plus years. And they have substantial growth expectation that's usually a sort of portfolio of assets that the sponsor has or is developing that the yieldco is given a call right or a right of first offer on. This slide just shows a very simple single-tier structure. This is what Pattern and Abengoa look like. You've got a yieldco, it's a corporation, and you've got a public and the sponsor owning their voting and economics both in the same entity. You could see this structure where the yieldco has a high-class vote so that the sponsor has 100 or 1,000 votes per share and the public only has one vote per share, although the two that are currently in the structure don't actually have that feature.